This is the Ripple Effect with your girl K-Dot, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.
Hey, what's going on? It's your girl K-Dot back in the Ripple Effect. You already know what it is, and you already know the vibes. Shout out to all my supporters. I see you guys in Spain, England. I appreciate you guys. And, you know, we got to talk, right? A lot going on. We're just going to get right into this. For all you who've never seen me live or, you know, don't know what's going on, whatever. Here it is. Kevin Durant requests a trade. Whoever is surprised by this news is not paying attention. What do I mean by when I say that? Kyrie Irving, whether you agree with it or not, what you can agree with, basketball is a team sport, right? Meaning the decisions that you make affect the people around you in the organization, your teammates, especially the other superstar who came to Brooklyn because of you. He's not from Brooklyn. He's not from the New York City, you know, tri-state area. Durant is from DC, right? So he has no ties to New York like that. Not like Kyrie does. You know, Jersey, but like I said, tri-state. But he came there for you because he believed in you. He believed in the culture that you want to establish in Brooklyn. You didn't want to go to the Knicks. Cool, not holding it against you. Trust me, I'm not. It is what it is. It is what it is. I'm not even going to stress it. But you go to Brooklyn. I like Brooklyn. You know, Jay-Z did a lot when it comes to building that culture back. And people from New York City, especially the inner city, really gravitated toward Brooklyn and lifted them up and said, okay, we have a squad. You know, we had a little something before with Dinwiddie, Caris LeVert. You know, those boys really, you know, Joe Harris, I don't want to forget nobody, Bruce Brown, because they really did a great job, all considering they didn't have their, you know, number one and number two. But they did a great job, made the playoffs, made it competitive. That's what you want to see. I would have liked that squad on the Knicks, you know, but everybody wants to go for the home run or the touchdown, right? Or the alley-oop, or at least what you thought would be an alley-oop, right? Now, Kyrie, he's obviously one of them dudes that's into a lot of things besides basketball. And you know what? In a lot of ways, it is commendable, right? Like I said, you can't really not like the guy because, yeah, he'll not take the vaccine and, you know, his team will suffer for it. But, you know, but then he'll get involved with the George Floyd family and buy them a house and everything. And you're like, oh, man, like he's the type of dude that will have you going kind of going back and forth. Like, I don't like what you did there, but wow, you did something really great there. I can't really knock you for it, you know. But he's a complex fellow. He's finding his way. And that's that. You're going to either rock with it or you're not. Now, let's get back to team sports, right? Every decision, everything you do affects the team. Now, to me, Kevin Durant has been super loyal. He's been there for you. He never criticized you, not one time in the public space, you know, in the public medium. And he has his own podcast, so he definitely could have said whatever it is that he really felt. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, something happens and it lets off whatever feeling you have at the time. But then you mull it over, you talk with your inner circle about it, and then you're like, you know what? Wasn't so bad, you know. I feel like Kevin Durant's pretty good about that when it comes to his inner circle. And obviously he considers Kyrie a friend, calling him Kai and things of that nature. And not calling him out, kind of just saying, like, you know what? Do you. Like, I get it. Like, free agency, that's the biggest time in an athlete's life. Because it's literally defining where you stand in the market, your value. You know, what people are willing to pay or give up, you know, or what direction their organization is going to go based off of your decision. That's huge, right? And Kyrie's only 30, so that is huge. Remember, Kevin Durant is 34. you know, when there's like an age difference, guys are on different playing fields. Kevin Durant, he has two rings. You know, you can talk about how he got those rings, and but it's a fact. He has two rings. He just wants to play ball at this point, you know, and drama-free ball, right? So with all that being said, the fact that he just stood by him no matter what, and Kyrie's very much of, I need to figure this out for myself, and I need to figure out what's best for me. And since the Nets didn't have any plans on maxing him out, meaning giving him that long-term deal, especially around his age that athletes are looking for, everybody's looking for stability. You know you can't play basketball forever, right? Even though some would try to defy the odds. But at the end of the day, Father Time is undefeated, as we already know. So this is a big moment for him. The Nets organization, Sean Marks and everybody already told you how they feel. They need guys who are available. They need guys who are going to put the team first. You can feel however you want to feel about it. If you see the way this country is going, there might be a lot more reasons to not want to play basketball in the future. A lot. So you can consider it, you know, an anomaly, what happened. No, I just think that's just the direction this country is going into, and you have to be prepared for it, you know, and most people have to work. Most of us, right? Most of us have to work, depending on your situation, but most of us do. And especially when we're under contract, right? Or if we're we agreed that that's what we'll do, and whatever you do in your free time is your personal business, it's your prerogative. And awesome that you're very, you know, socially conscious, that you want to make the world a better place than you found it. Awesome. I think a lot of people are interested in doing that. But here's the thing. The Nets were not willing to give you a long-term deal because they wanted to set up incentives, right, inside the contract. Sort of, if you decide for whatever reason, whatever comes up next, that you don't feel the need to play, right, they cannot pay you, right? Because that's fair. They're going to need somebody else to take your place because they have team goals. Everybody has individual goals, and that's cool, but they have team goals. Their team goals is to win a championship. They didn't go out there and get you guys, you know, just to do what? Get swept by Boston in the first round? No, that's not what this is about. So, okay, you decided to do that, and now Kevin Durant is like, okay, I let him go through his process. He needed to figure out what was best for him. It took him a while to figure it out. The Nets will still, they drew the line in the sand and said, hey, this is where we're at. We're not budging because we want guys to be available, and you haven't proven to be so for whatever reason, and that's just the way it is. So you let me know where you're at. So Kyrie said, okay, here's a list of teams where I would like to be traded. Just like that, like. And I can't speak for Durant. Kevin Garnett, that would have been a totally different situation. But I can't speak for Kevin Durant, but I have to imagine that Kevin Durant was feeling some type of way. He was having some type of out-of-body experience when he heard that. And they said they've been in conversation. So, but at the end of the day, Kevin Durant said he wasn't going to get involved because why is he going to try to control something that he know he can't control, which just leads to frustration, right? Maybe loss of friendship. But guys, everyone out there, let this be a lesson, okay? Can you work with friends? Can you build something pretty damn cool? Yeah, you can, and it can work. But just keep in mind of situations like this. Understand how they can just go awry, how you can be ready to start something beautiful, go out in the streets of Brooklyn, playing pickup, showing kids like that look like you, like, look at, you can do this. You can beat, like, it's awesome. I'm sure everybody was head over heels. But at the same time, Be careful who you do business with. Be careful who you bring in that close to you. You understand what I'm saying? And that's not a knock. Kevin Durant even said it on his podcast that this is not going to affect his friendship with Kyrie. And he said Kai, you know, so which lets you know that that's a little bit more of a friendlier tip. You know, that's not, he didn't address him by his like government name. You know, he called him Kai. So this, their friendship will not, you know, be changed in any way, according to Kevin Durant. But at the same time, I'm sure Kevin Durant was smart enough, or at least the people around him as well, was like, listen, bro, like, I'm happy that you was a real brother to this dude, no matter what was going on. Not playing in the bubble for all these different reasons and trying to get everybody else not to play for, you know what I mean? All these reasons. Because everybody has that why. But you got to do what's best for you. Understand that, people. You have to do what's best for you. If you see everybody else doing what's best for them and you're the only one trying to, you know, bring everybody back together, listen, not only is that exhausting, it's just going to lead to frustration, it's going to lead to regret, and eventually will lead to resentment. So I believe that's why Kevin Durant requested this trade. He requested this trade to not only save his friendship, to just not be want to be involved. He said it from before, he didn't want to be involved. So I think this is a perfect example, or him just being consistent with what his word is. So that's why you shouldn't be surprised about this. You shouldn't be surprised. Yeah, you're getting Kevin Durant in the rest of his prime, wherever he goes. I heard it might be the Suns, or I heard it might be the Heat. Either way, that's dangerous. That's dangerous. Whichever conference you're sitting at, your fans, I'm sure franchises would love to have them. CP3, Book. Can you imagine? Man. I mean, Bridges and his development. It's gonna be a beautiful situation. Or even if you swing it over and you're talking about going to the Miami Heat where Jimmy Butler doesn't have to be that main guy. Remember how we talked about him being the main scorer? He doesn't have to be that main guy. Are you kidding me? Man, dude's got options, right? That's what happens when you're patient, right? You're loyal, but you're patient, not stupid, right? Still have your eyes open, keep your head on a swivel, and just say, you know, I'm going to patiently wait my turn. And it just makes perfect sense. KD is staying out of it. He's preserving what's left of his friendship with Kyrie and just saying, I can't be a part of this. I just want to play ball. I never wanted any of this. That's not what I'm about. I did not want to be a part of not knowing year by year in this situation, day by day, week by week, who I'm going to be playing with, what the team's future is going to be like. I mean, I know Ben Simmons has to be sitting up there like, yeah, I'm sure he must just be like, honestly, thank you. Because nobody's talking about me right now because you guys are giving them so much content that I can just chill and just go back home and be in Australia and work on my shot and work on my game. And I'm chilling. Either way, he's fine because he just wanted to be out of his Philly situation, right? So right now he gets to be in Brooklyn and just work on what he needs to work on and get back. And understand that he will not be the topic of conversation thanks to Kyrie and now Durant because he's going to be leaving. So it's interesting, guys. Free agency doesn't disappoint. We have to talk about Devontae Murray. That was huge, guys. That's huge. With the Spurs in his prime, all-star, two-way player. For some reason, I didn't really hear the details, don't really, not anything definitive yet, nothing I can really trust to really put out there. But as far as I know, it was mutual. Greg Popovich is coming back to coach another season, and he pretty much just said, it's, you know, I wish him the best, but he's getting ready, to, you know, to get his team back to winning, hopefully. But the Atlanta Hawks, because now you have Javonte Murray, and you have You have Trae Young. For those of you who don't understand, you will understand. It's going to be scary. It's going to be scary, and it makes sense. All the moves that everybody's making. But when you have that, and now you have the Atlanta Hawks to worry about, the Celtics needs to make some moves. Yeah, they were really good, but I'm telling you, this, the East is better, right? But this Kevin Durant thing is really going to, you know, change things up depending on where he decides to go. Because if he does go to Miami, like, it's going to be fun. But like usual, the off season so far, you know, we've barely been a month removed from the finals. And as you know, Draymond Green has been going on his revenge tour, and everybody has their comments on that. And I'm not really going to say much on that besides Draymond is definitely writing a lot of checks that Steph and Jordan Poole and Clay and Wiggins and GP, you know, the second and Looney, they all got to cash that check. They all got to do that. I just know Draymond Green better bring it next year, next season, like he's never brought it before. Because those triple singles ain't cutting it. Like, that's just a fact. It's just really interesting to see all this play out. You know, when you have an active player in the media and pretty vocal. So, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. Got my Cayman Jack over here, guys. Should try it. Very good. But anyway, like I said, the NBA offseason, it never disappoints. I hope you guys keep listening. Stay tuned. I'm going to be here. You already know. Just remember one thing. Losses equals life lessons.
This is The Ripple Effect. Peace. With your girl, K-Dot, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.